this episode of Report This Post.
Hey, all of our beautiful patrons and the handsome ones as well. Welcome to the latest bonus episode. My name's Geiger. That is Christian.
Konnichiwa.
And we're your hosts with the Post. Christian said before we started recording, he had a repressed memory he wanted to share, which is an unusual thing to tell someone. Certainly if the goal is to talk about it on a fucking podcast.
Well, this is something I just thought of today. So it's a recent thing, and I haven't talked about this in a while, my dating life, but it has to do with that. So, I don't know. What is it now? I'd say about 2 months ago or so.
Okay.
I went out with a gal, went and had some dinner here in the neighborhood at a place called the Mermaid Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Went and grabbed some dinner and had some drinks and had a real nice time and ended up making our way back to my home here to spend some time together. And ended up becoming intimate with this woman during the first time ever meeting her, which is something I don't ever do. Mm-hmm. That was actually the first time doing it.
Sure.
But the entire time we were being physical, she kept saying, "You're such a gorgeous person inside and out." And she kept saying it over and over. And I somehow blocked that out, but I remembered it today. And I was just thinking about, that's so fucking weird to say to somebody, especially like during intimate encounter.
That is.
With a stranger, basically.
Fucking weird.
So weird. And I don't know what caused me to remember that, but I thought about it today, and then I just laughed for like 45 minutes straight, just thinking about this woman being like, "You're such a gorgeous person inside and out," as I'm just like bawling her, and I'm like, that's so cool, dude. That's such a good line. I hope that works out for the next person.
Yeah, she may have been like having a stroke or something, to be fair. I know you were. But
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everything's going great for her now.
That was a ripcord sort of situation for me afterwards. Boy, I felt real scummy after that. Did not have a good time.
But. Yeah. It's, well, not such a gorgeous thing to do after all, as it turns out. Yeah,
really fixed her perception of that real quick, within about 8 hours, so.
I think you were telling me about this gal, that is. It's an odd way to end an evening.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't fill me with a lot of like. Didn't make me feel good. I know I think the idea behind it was to make me feel good. It had the exact opposite effect. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many of those instant bawling situations turn out good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. That was my. That's, I think, my one and done on that. Also, I think I'm going to just swear off going out with any women.
Yeah,
I need to meet a woman at the grocery store.
Yeah, you need to meet someone who doesn't know about computers or phones or anything.
Now, down if I go down to drive down to. Down south to Naples here, there is an Amish community just north of Naples.
Yeah.
Could do that. Could go down there.
I usually go to the villages. Really have some fun over there.
Yeah, let me get your number. Oh, it's a jitterbug?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, you got enough room in there for 3 contacts, right? So, okay. Let's just take your son that you never talked to out of your phone. Just put me in.
Yeah. It's the 3 contacts are you, Miss Cleo, and Governor DeSantis's desk. Yes,
his office, his secretary, direct line. Miss Cleo, now, do you think she saw that she was going to die?
Is a great question. Do you think that she is knew such an interesting question. When did she die?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to guess 2015.
Look it up. Look it up.
We're going to look at Miss Cleo. Another, a staple of the 90s. Boy, it is funny to think of there, how many commercials were just like phone numbers.
Call me now.
2016.
Wow, you were close.
Yeah. Yuri Del Harris, 50 in Palm Beach. Palm Beach, that's... I was just there. I was... yeah, I spent a night there about... this was a couple weeks ago. This would have been... Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I was staying in a motor lodge for the evening. Exactly 1 mile from... shit, I just... What's it called? God damn it. I'm going to feel like I'm on... what's it called? Mar-a-Lago.
1 mile from Mar-a-Lago.
1 mile from Mar-a-Lago.
They couldn't pitch for Mar-a-Lago?
No. Yeah, so it's crazy being just a nothing motor lodge.
In viewing distance of
Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, of Trump's billion-dollar home. Pretty crazy.
He was probably there, too. I mean, where else is he going to
be? From what I understand, he was there because I saw comedian Shane Gillis while I was there, and he went to Mar-a-Lago and saw Mr. Trump walking around.
He went to Mar-a-Lago, and they discussed him.
He thought it would be funny to go check it out.
Yeah. Hey, Shane Gillis, he's put on a bunch of weight, huh? Is that?
The opposite.
He lost weight.
He's lost weight.
Has he? Okay. Yeah.
Are you familiar with Shane Gillis?
Yes, I know him. He's got fired from SNL for doing Chinese stuff.
Well, he just said chinks. Well, I guess I can kiss SNL goodbye now.
Oh my god, could you imagine if the next person on SNL came from just podcasting?
It almost happened. It's crazy.
Oh, I guess that's true. That is okay.
As you just
I'm a
mentioned.
Moron. Yeah.
Oh, this guy right here, I like him. He was I remember him from Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Yeah, he played was, Joey, or no, he played one of the other ones.
He was the puppet guy.
Yes.
The marionette guy.
Joey was the deaf guy. This is the guy that killed himself by jumping off the tower.
With marionette strings coming from his arms that weren't real.
They were his veins.
I know, but it was like...
He was sleepwalking.
It was sleepwalking, and as a kid, I would watch that, and I didn't quite get it. I was like, why is it...
Very meta.
Yeah, why is it showing that his... He's being pulled by strings, but then the other people look at him and those strings aren't there.
But then he's up on the tower and you see the gigantic Freddy Krueger with the strings attached to his fingers. And you're like, oh, okay.
And then he cuts him with his own
glove.
His own glove.
God, that was so cool.
Why are we watching that stuff?
Dream Warriors, I have that on, I think I have that on Blu-ray. Wow. I think that's like the only, one of the only Blu-rays I have is Nightmare on Elm Street 3. The best one, folks.
Probably the best one. It crested the line perfectly between serious and goofy.
Sure did.
Unlike the latter one. After that, it became a goddamn fucking... Yeah, it was an SNL sketches after that. Some of those deaths were... You could just see the set. They were being filled like the flimsy walls. It's like, all right, this is a Lorne Michaels production.
Broadway video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Welcome to primetime, bitch.
I will read some damn posts.
All right. Found this on our local neighborhood, Next Door.
Okay. Next Door, we did a whole episode about that in episode, what, 7 or something like that?
Something like that. Probably time. We could probably revisit it.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll do that right now, though.
I would like to share the utterly deplorable thing that happened tonight while driving. There were two sandhill cranes. One crossed the road. Its mate was stuck in the center medium. Traffic was stopped both ways. A blue Chevy Silverado turned around to help, and so did a pedestrian. People really cared. A male driving a white Toyota pickup truck decided that he was more important than everyone and everything else. He cut around traffic and hit the crane, traumatizing all of the people who were trying to help, including kids in cars. Feathers exploded, and several people thought a person was hit. He could have easily hit a person.
From the feathers?
Oh my god, somebody was carrying a bunch of pillows. Somebody was carrying a duvet. Then the coward drove away. The driver of the blue Silverado was a wonderful person. He carried the broken bird out of traffic while people stared in disbelief. Two ladies stopped. The driver of the blue Silverado put the crane in his truck and I followed while contacting an emergency vet. We tried to help save the bird from a horrible and totally avoidable tragedy. The bird was in bad shape. It'll probably not make it. Wow. That's awful because they mate for life and its mate was making an awful, mournful scene. Our roads are not safe with horribly selfish people who do not value life. The driver of the white Toyota trucks needs to be addressed. If anyone has any information on this, please share to keep our roads safe.
This guy.
And a lady named Nelda replied, God bless the man in the white Toyota, and then the praying hands emoji, which I'm not sure if that was a supportive, like, good for him, or I will be saying a prayer for
him. I think it's one of those, he's obviously a bad man, but I'm praying for him, and I hope God treats him right.
Bad man because he drove. A lot of people are saying that this guy should be arrested, and then it turns out that it's not illegal to run over a bird. people were like very disappointed to find out that you can just literally run over animals and there's really no repercussion.
It's hard to, yeah, you'd have to prove you did it intentionally to a very endangered animal or something, right?
Yeah, something.
Bald eagle, you just.
They are protected, but I think basically any other bird, you can just mow them down. Turkeys?
Yeah. God damn, I would love to see a video of this truck slamming into this fucking crane and feathers exploding everywhere.
Oh my God, someone's been hit.
Sir, are you okay? Chief, your headdress exploded.
Oh, that's a badass sweatshirt. Damn.
Oh, the gold gym?
Yeah, that is cool. Okay.
No, we're still watching this movie. I don't know if we brought that up. The movie from last week.
Yeah, we paused it to watch.
Boy. Oof. Man. Yeah, that girl would have turned my crank as a kid.
You like the side ponytail?
This, the 80s side pony. What's it like? Halfway between tomboy and valley girl?
Yeah, very a very Blossom Russo
yeah, type character. Yeah, that kind of vibe. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. But yeah, so if anyone has video of this crane getting fucking destroyed, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, send it over to reportthispost@gmail.com.
Tumblr user Bing Sian posted this. I am increasingly just telling people who profess to having no internal sense of gender and never had one and find the idea of having one kind of alienating, quote, you're agender. So that's what they're telling them. You're agender. The word is agender. One word.
Right.
Technically, what I should be saying is, you might be agender, maybe explore that. But there are like a billion cis people and a million trans people telling them, if you don't care about your gender at all, that means you're cis, which it absolutely does not, so I feel a need to be a counterweight. If you are one of those billion cis people or million trans people, please stop saying that not caring about your gender means you're cis, particularly when someone says, but I've never really had a sense of gender. Not having an internal sense of gender does not mean that you are cis. It has never meant that you are cis. Cis people care a lot about their gender. Not caring about your gender means, very likely, that you are agender. You don't have to do anything with that information. It doesn't compel you to start using specific pronouns or identifying in specific ways or joining specific support groups or communities. What it means is those things are there if you need them. What it means is you're more like us than you are like them.
Again, who is this for?
I don't know. This person is describing almost everyone on the planet. Most people do not think about their gender.
They don't even know what.
I'm still not even exactly sure what gender is, to be fair. It still is yet to really be explained in a normal way.
Hasn't really been laid out in front of me yet. It took me a while to figure out what cis meant.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, oh, that's just a normal person.
Yeah, just a dude. Just a regular old fella.
But it's also bad to be.
Yeah, it's
that.
Also bad. And even what this person is saying is that cis people really care about their gender, which I've never found to be true at all. I don't think I've ever met anyone. I've probably met 4 people in my life that talk about gender in any way.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
And otherwise, they're just being normal.
They're just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
Doing things that have nothing to do with fucking gender bullshit. because they don't think about that.
Yeah, they're not talking about how Old Navy needs a third section for everybody else, right?
Whites, collards, and what else?
Okay. From Reddit, my girlfriend let me use her old computer while mine is broken, and I found an old archive written by her when she was 16.
Hmm.
It is a long story about a maid in the antebellum South that has a romantic affair with the man of the house.
Hmm.
It has sex, mostly towards the ending, but it is mostly romantic and very emotional. The maid is clearly meant to be a version of my girlfriend. Everything was fine for me until the part when they arrived to a train station. The maid wanted to leave because she couldn't bear for their romance to be hidden anymore. The man was following her to try and convince her to stay. The issue is that I found the general representation of the train station, and later in the story the trains themselves, to be full of anachronisms. I am a train enthusiast and know a lot about the history of rail transportation in the United States. So I talked to my girlfriend about it, but she got upset because she says I shouldn't have read that because it was a personal thing from when she was a teenager. She's also mad that my reaction was something as superficial as the level of train accuracy. Am I the asshole? Yeah, so this was from Am I the Asshole, and everyone said that he was, in fact, being an asshole. So.
Certainly being an aught-hole.
Yes, AITA should be am I autistic should yeah. be a thing.
That's actually a good idea for a subreddit, if it's not already there. And also, everyone would just say yes.
Yes, you are. Yeah, it's Reddit, that's literally just Tumblr, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what that is. just reading the story, just getting real pissed. Like, these fucking trains, way the fuck off.
I'm wondering exactly what the anachronisms are. Like, it was the wrong model train. Was it a diesel engine, not a steam engine?
She said it was a Japanese bullet train.
In the antebellum South?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The Underground Railroad was a lot quicker than I would have thought. This guy was probably also pissed off when he heard about Underground Railroad. He was like, ooh, boy.
Oh,
and then found out what it actually was. Like, fuck.
Brother.
This shit sucks. Just slaves just running.
They're just trying to take everything from us now. Trains too, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, am I autistic?
The wheels are turning. Like, making a fake account to be a mod on Am I Autistic?
Well, see, the wheels were turning until I realized that there's no... Why would I do it? There's no money in it. There's nothing. There's no prize. It would have had to be me 15 years ago when I would have done it for the pride of making a subreddit that people thought was funny. The idea of doing that now for no reason is horrific.
That's true. You got to post. There's got to be a purpose for posting, right?
If it's something like that that's involved... You know,
sure.
Any sort of gimmick that requires, like, because you can't just do it. You have to then promote it. You have to add content to it and all that.
Yeah,
like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, it's weird when people do a lot of stuff like that, just like as a side thing, and there is no monetary stuff. Like, remember when people used to do like a bunch of like blogs that was just like cattle? I think a famous one was Sorry I Wrecked. Who is it? Katie Natopoulos was like the Sorry I Wrecked Your Party or whatever thing. Do you remember that?
No.
It's literally where she would just go out to the internet and like scrub and like find like bad party photos. And then was like posting like 20 of them a day for like 3.5 years straight.
Huh.
But making no money off of it. There was nothing to monetize off of it. This is also, I mean, granted, this was like 2012. So.
Well, I think, isn't she like a writer now?
Yes, she worked for BuzzFeed for a number of years.
I guess in that sense, it paid off, right?
Yeah, but I'm still not sure how that translates. But
I don't know. Sometimes you just post to hope it works out.
Pray and spray, right?
That's... Just post, baby. Hey, speaking of posts, I have a post right here. I found this over on Reddit on the relationship advice subreddit. I know this is a weird question, but my boyfriend likes to spend a lot of his free time digging a tunnel on some property that he inherited. I haven't seen the full extent of it, but last I saw it was remarkably deep under the surface. He spent roughly a year on it, and it's evident. The front of the thing is deep, wide, well put together. At the front, which is where the only part that I've seen, he's got cement beams, electric lights, even chairs and a small table. I haven't gone into it, but it looked like the quality severely dropped as the tunnel went further, mostly becoming open dirt with some wood beams holding it up. My biggest concern is his safety. I'm really worried that he's going to dig too deep and it'll collapse on him or something. I've tried voicing this concern to him, but he just laughs it off and assures me that he'll be fine. Aside from the safety concerns, there's also the fact that he doesn't really have a social life because of this thing. I'm pretty much the only person he still talks to outside of his job, and he doesn't go out and do anything anymore. It used to be that he'd occasionally head out and do some digging on the weekends, but now he spends almost all of his free time out there. He still comes home, but he barely spends any time with me, and I know that he doesn't do anything but digging that damn hole in the ground. This can't be good for his mental health, but I don't know how to convince him to stop. He's always really happy when he comes back from digging, which is why I haven't seriously tried to stop him before, but I was talking to a friend about him, and she told me he might be going crazy.
Mm.
Obviously, I don't think he's insane, but I hadn't considered the mental health aspect of this, and I just don't know what to do. Lots of folks said she should tell the guy to stop, mainly because of the health hazards.
Sure.
But this gentleman had the right idea. Let the man tunnel. He likes it and enjoys it. Would you want him to tell you not to do something you like and enjoy? Amen, brother.
Yeah,
that's right. Am super jealous of this guy.
It does sound pretty good, right? Just have a plot of land that you can just dig a giant hole in.
The idea of just, oh my god. Well, that takes me back to a moment I forgot about when I was probably like, 11, 12. And my parents had to get like, I guess some new, I don't even remember what the new electric, new plumbing somewhere in the backyard.
Sure.
And a real big, long 15-foot tunnel had to be dug into the yard. And it took like a few days before they did any actual work on it. I remember just hanging out in that tunnel. And just
in a trench.
Just hanging out in a trench. Just I didn't even know what the hell I was doing. I guess I was just hanging out. Because it feels like you're somewhere you shouldn't be.
Sure, yeah.
It's like, yeah. I'm underground.
Yeah. It's probably a lot cooler down there. Yeah.
The sand is like, yeah, it's a little wet. It's a little
damp, yeah.
I was probably just like, yeah, building little castles and stuff in there.
Pretending they're like a Viet Cong there or something.
I would fucking love to have a giant tunnel. Like, just dig it out. You feel so accomplished.
Go in there.
I don't know where it would go, but yeah, a dude in his tunnel. It's
a beautiful story, isn't it? Yeah, but the thing is going to cave in on him. Yeah, 100%.
And he'll be the happiest he could possibly be.
Just think about the people who are going to have to come in here and pull my body out. They're going to be so impressed by my tunnel.
Like, that's the way he wants to go.
Yep.
Doing what he loves, which is tunneling.
You know what? And God bless him. It's good to have a hobby. You know what? He ain't hurting nobody.
And it's the ultimate hobby because there's really no end. There's no, like, there's no goal. He's just building a tunnel. And it can just go months and months and months every day. No problem.
it hits the riverbed and then just the whole thing floods out.
That's the problem, too. That's the other. Or he just right into some sort of electric line or something and just immediately shocked to death. Crisp.
Whole neighborhood goes dark. Oh, no. I wonder what happened there. That one was from Relationship Advice. I found a discussion about a relationship over on the Student Room, which is a forum for high school and college kids.
Okay.
I've been with my girlfriend for a year, and her looks are deteriorating by the day.
Hmm.
In fact, some days I can go as far to say she looks ugly. It's so mean to say, but I can't help but notice this more and more. When I first met her, she was pretty, slim, and took care of herself. Her hair and makeup always looked amazing. And these days, her skin looks horrible and really spotty, so she wears makeup to cover it, but it looks cakey, and she doesn't dress as nice either. All in all, she just doesn't look as good. The problem is, she's an amazing girl, by far the most devoted, loving girlfriend I've ever had. She's supportive, caring, loving, and cooks well, and is good in bed. She goes the extra length, like when I had an interview and was nervous. She spent 3 days helping me prep for it, bought me a surprise interview outfit, and went all the way on a 3-hour journey with me. She's really sweet and does the nicest things. She's a really nice girl. and she pleasures me sexually and does everything I want. I love the girl, but she's just looking ugly now. Should I just stay because of her personality and maybe flirt with hotter girls, or should I dump her? Someone asked, how's the sex again? And the OP replied, top notch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a sad thing that you think.
Sure. Yeah. Like, yeah. So I'm dating this absolute cow.
Yeah.
This sow, this beastly woman. Mm-hmm. She gets me off 8 times a day.
Yeah. It's awesome. I'm still going to flirt with hotter girls, though, to sort of get that endorphins that I need from that. Probably not a good sign.
No. Do I stay with her, or do I flirt with other girls?
Yeah, if that's just even on the table right now, it's a bad sign. Things aren't going to go very well there.
No.
And she should probably get out too. she is ugly, so maybe
she's probably scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
She is a bad person. There's no doubt about that. So where are we at in this movie here? It looks like
it appears that Kirstie Alley and John Larroquette have moved outside of their own home,
mm-hmm.
that has been taken over by various house guests that they felt compelled to allow to crash with them. And I think they're both going crazy.
Yeah, Dennis Miller's here. He looks like he's trying to talk some sense into him.
All 4'11" of Dennis Miller.
I think Larroquette's just a tall, tall, handsome man. Looks good in these...
The silk underwear?
Yeah.
Sure.
Not what I expected to see tonight. But I'm happy to see it.
You got the jockey cut silk, mm-hmm. underwear. Oh, this is okay. Now talk about the phasing computer screen, mm-hmm. on film, because the frame rate does not absolutely match the frame rate of the film.
It's really incredible to see that.
Yeah, you don't see that much anymore these days.
Well, you wouldn't see it. I haven't seen it in many films in general because it just looks like such shit.
Yeah, but that's...
Usually what they do is they, like, you can't see the monitor.
Yeah, you would turn the monitor away, sure. But they want the realism here. They want to show that this is a high-quality production.
Yeah, I'm just going to guess they didn't know about that.
They didn't know what's going to happen. The editor's like, oh my God, shit.
What the hell is that?
God damn it.
Yeah. Maybe there's some people that like that for their... Maybe people just have that as their monitors every day at work, just flashing the whole time.
Yeah, back when screensavers are a thing, somebody just made a screensaver that looked like a strobing,
mm-hmm.
rear projection monitor. Yeah, that'd be very cool. Oh no,
what do we have here? What's in the box?
Wet package.
What's in the box?
All right, Johnny. That's a movie I have not seen in a while.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Seven?
No.
You would like Seven.
I've seen the ending several times because it would either just be on, or I've seen videos online. I was like, you got it. I remember, yeah, in like 2007 or some, or 2004 online, it was like, you got to see the ending of this movie. It's crazy. I was like, cool. Well, I guess I don't need to see the rest of the fucking movie now.
It's a pretty wild one.
Yeah, there's a couple from that era I've never seen, like Gladiator.
Okay.
Magnolia, I don't know.
Equilibrium,
never seen.
You never saw Equilibrium?
Nah.
Proto Matrix, really?
Yeah, just from the late 90s, never saw a lot of those things. And from what I understand, 99 is one of the best years for movies. Just
there was a lot of stuff going on. You were too busy listening to Limp Bizkit and Korn.
That is exactly correct, in fact. Because, boy, oh boy, was I into them. And don't forget Lit. So one more post here. Reddit user Mr. Wonderful 20 asked this over on the subreddit r adultery, which we brought up recently in an episode. Does this make me a horrible person? When I run to the store unaccompanied by my wife, I take one of our kids. I let them run off to the electronics and toy section while I, quote, grab a few things. What I'm really doing is taking a few stolen minutes to see and speak with my adultery partner in person. My wife is none the wiser. She would never think I would take a kid with me to see her. And now a deleted user responded, your wife is none the wiser because she can't fathom you being a big enough scumbag to do anything like that with your kids present. You are a horrible person. So even over on our adultery,
they have their limits. Huh?
That really is an incredibly shitty thing to do.
That is.
Involving
your
kids in that shit. Good God.
If you want to get away with it, I guess that's what you would do is involve the kids.
Sure, yeah. But there's some things that just because you can, it helps.
Just because you can, yeah.
It helping your alibi doesn't mean it's a good idea. That's really bad. Well, great. It looks like we just saw a cat overdose on cocaine.
This cat has died multiple times. I think it's a bit.
It's a running joke. We have a cat that will not die. And this Caleb Pitts looking cop here.
Just describing any bald guy as Caleb
Pitts. I mean, that guy does look like him. And seems to have the acting chops as well. Well, hey, we'll see you guys next week, right?
Same bat time, same bat channel.